Good morning. A southerly wind flow and increasing clouds overnight kept temperatures mild across interior New York and New England, and most everyone is waking up to 40s and lower 50s this morning. The clouds will eventually give way to a few showers as a strong cold front approaches from the west. Not a lot of precipitation with this front, but as it passes by during the middle and latter stages of the morning in New York and early this afternoon in New England, we'll have a big temperature drop. We'll go up a few degrees and in the middle to upper 50s out ahead of the front, even some lower 60s in the lower Hudson Valley in southern New England. And then readings behind the front will fall off back through the 50s and 40s, and parts of northern and western New York will be in the 30s by the end of the day. The front will continue to make progress off the eastern seaboard tonight, and skies will clear out. So we'll go back to sunshine the second half of the day, and with a clear sky overnight tonight, readings will drop all the way down into the 20s and lower 30s. A brisk northwesterly breeze tomorrow will keep a chill in the air. We'll have in-and-out sunshine, and temperatures will only bounce back into the middle 40s. The heart of the cold air will be over top of us on Friday and into the weekend, with highs only in the middle to upper 30s, a few flurries and snow showers with an upper level disturbance on Friday, but mostly sunny skies will prevail on Saturday. By Sunday, another disturbance heads our way from the Ohio Valley. It'll bring some clouds and maybe a few flurries or snow showers, and highs will bounce back toward 40. And another, perhaps more potent system will arrive on Monday with a chance of rain and or snow with highs in the lower 40s. Behind that system, even colder air for the middle of next week with highs back again into the middle 30s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, unseasonably cold temperatures associated with that Arctic air mass will continue to surge southward through the central United States. Temperatures will be 20 to 40 degrees below average for areas east of the Rockies into the Great Plains. Freeze warnings remain in effect for the southern plains of Texas and Oklahoma, and freeze watches are out for tonight for parts of Mississippi and Alabama. Meanwhile, winter storm watches and warnings have been issued for parts of the Cascades and Bitterroot Mountains as the next system moves in from the Pacific. 6 to 12 inches of snow could fall over the next 48 hours across that higher terrain. The last worldwide report of a tornado, funnel cloud, or waterspout from an airport was at Gander Airport, Newfoundland, Canada, at 10:10 p.m. Eastern Time back on November 2nd. The last report of hail was at Mar del Plata, Argentina, at 5:19 p.m. Eastern Time yesterday. At Mount Washington this morning, 70 miles visibility under mostly cloudy skies and 39 degrees with a southwest wind at 36 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly cloudy and 13 below zero. In Albany on the hour, we have cloudy skies and 54 degrees, the dew point 50, 87% relative humidity, a south wind at 9 miles per hour, and the barometer at 29.85 inches, and it is holding steady. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 87 degrees at Bullhead City, Arizona, to a low of 11 below zero at Judith Gap, Montana, and Burgess Junction, Wyoming. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, clouds giving way to sun in the mid-60s, Boston mostly cloudy with a late-day shower and highs in the mid-60s, and in Buffalo, partly sunny and breezy with highs in the lower 40s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 62 degrees, the low 44, the average temperature 53, that's 12 degrees above normal. No precipitation yesterday for the month, 36 hundredths of an inch, which is 86 hundredths below normal. And 32.25 inches for the year, which is 2.10 inches below normal. There were 12 heating degree days in Albany yesterday for the month, now 221, that's 23 below normal. And 701 for the season, which is 188 heating degree days below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 49 degrees, the average low 33. The record high 68 set in 1909, and the record low 15 in 1976. Sunrise this morning was at 6:43 a.m. Sunset this evening, 4:35 p.m. 9 hours and 52 minutes of daylight, a loss of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Cloudy, with a few showers this morning, then increasing sunshine, breezy, and turning cooler this afternoon. Early highs in the mid-50s, then temperatures falling into the 40s and 30s by the end of the day. Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the mid-20s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, cloudy with areas of fog and a few showers through midday, then increasing sunshine, breezy and turning cooler later this afternoon. Early highs in the mid-50s, then readings falling back into the upper 40s by the end of the day. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the lower 30s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, cloudy with a few showers this morning, then increasing sunshine, breezy and turning cooler this afternoon. Early highs in the mid-50s, then readings falling into the 40s and 30s by the end of the day. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the upper 20s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, cloudy with a few showers through midday, then increasing sunshine, breezy and turning cooler later this afternoon. Early highs in the mid-50s, then readings falling into the mid-40s by the end of the day. Mostly clear tonight, lows in the lower 30s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Cloudy with a few showers through midday, then increasing sunshine, breezy and turning cooler later this afternoon. Early highs in the mid-50s, then readings falling into the 40s by the end of the day. Mostly clear tonight with lows near 30. Region-wide for tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, much cooler, mid-40s. Mostly cloudy with a snow shower possible Friday, upper 30s. Mostly sunny in the upper 30s on Saturday. Mostly cloudy with a chance of snow showers Sunday, near 40. Mostly cloudy with a chance of snow or snow and rain on Monday, in the lower to mid-40s, and back into the 30s, blustery and colder with a few snow showers on Tuesday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Cayano.